after a lengthy meeting, as you know, there are many possible persons who are being considered for that position. But to one particular lady who is highly educated and very knowledgeable and has great experience in her area of expertise, managed to become the front runner and be the person who was selected by the party to be the presidential candidate's running mate. Her name is Akosia Sapong. She's somebody who's been involved with the children and the youth in terms of NGO activity. Very articulate, very dynamic, and we believe this is going to be something very positive for the CPP campaign between now and December.
There are concerns because the electoral laws bars traditional rulers from actively participating in political parties. How are you going to resolve this concern?
Well, correctly so, and this is obviously part of the 1992 constitution and also, of course, part of the party's own constitution itself. Now, what she has done is to step down from her position as the queen mother of the Doma traditional area where she comes from. But at the same time, in any case, that has just been done purely for formalities, because in actual fact, in Ghana, we have different types of traditional setups. And we have traditional setups whereby you become a member of the chieftaincy through a rigorous approach whereby you are gazetted and you are part of paramount. This one is a family chieftaincy position that she was holding, and therefore would not have even precluded her from holding that position and contesting at the same time. However, in furtherance of our desire to make sure there will be no confusion or possibility of any kind of action whatsoever, she has even stepped down from that position.
So what does she bring to the ticket? How will she help your party to pose a significant challenge to the ruling party and possibly win the elections this year?
She brings great experience as an organizer and somebody who runs an NGO that deals with children and youth throughout Ghana, not just in one particular region. Apart from that, she has been engaged in a whole series of organizational activities at the community level and the level of the workers, which means that she has grassroots appeal and knowledge and contacts throughout the country. She's particularly articulate in English, in Chi, in Ga, and a very attractive member of the youth herself. And so we believe that she has the qualities which we need at this point in time to help propel us to the next level. And we believe that Ghanaians have seen the works of the NPP and the NDC, and they've been waiting for the Convention People's Party to demonstrate its seriousness. And we believe that with this particular appointment, it will be something that will have significant impact as far as the electoral process is concerned.